Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 14th of July, 1972. The title is, Be an Entertaining Yogi for the Final Service. That is, Be an Entertaining Yogi for the Final Service. Just as the incognito investigators of the government make new plans, and investigate wherever wrong activity is being carried out, in the same way, all of you are the incognito investigators of the Pandav government. Do you make new plans for those who deceive souls, for those who show them the wrong path, or who corrupt everything, or who are instrumental in making them fall? That government constantly makes new plans through which the corrupt cannot escape their vision. You have now spread the sound in all four directions. However, are you paying attention to those scholars and pundits who are instruments in giving wrong knowledge instead of the accurate knowledge? The sound can reach many through just one. Who can become the instrument for this? You relate knowledge to ordinary people all the time. And those amongst them who are to become instruments are making effort according to their capacity as they move along. However, through whom will the sound be spread? Is the final praise of the Shaktis a praise because of the ordinary subjects? Will the power of the Shaktis be revealed through these ordinary people? The sound cannot spread so much through the politicians because people are aware of the weaknesses of whoever becomes a leader. Nowadays, it is the rule of the subjects over the subjects. And so, there isn't any influence from the sound of the leaders. So, who will become an instrument to spread the sound from one to many? Everyone is trapped in the chains of the gurus. No matter what they are internally, all their disciples have the habit of saying, it is true, to whatever the gurus say, because of blind faith. The leaders do not have followers to say that whatever they say is true. So, when will the praise of the Shaktis be put in a practical form? Have you not yet prepared the ground for it? What do the incognito investigators do? They surround those who corrupt everything. In fact, those who corrupt everything are very important people from whom the government benefits a great deal. They do not chase after ordinary people. They continually make new plans on how to expose their corruption. Does your intellect work in this way, or are you content with easily creating subjects? You have to put into practice whatever is most instrumental to create that influence. When will that happen? When you first create plans in your intellect and have the enthusiasm of doing it today. Repeat. When you first create plans in your intellect and have the enthusiasm of doing it today. So, do you have these thoughts now? Or are your thoughts merged? Similarly, although you continue to do service, is it just a means of creating subjects? However, you have to find a practical means of spreading the sound through which revelation will take place. There is said to be an influence when those who divert other people actually come in front of you. It isn't a big thing if those who are diverted come in front of you. This is why the Shaktis and the Kumaris are praised more than the father. Kumaris means Brahma Kumaris. This does not mean there would only be Brahma Kumaris. All are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris. The arrow was shot by the Kumaris. The father himself did not personally come in front of them, but he placed the Shaktis in front of them. The Shakti army is instrumental for this in a practical way. And so, the special task that has been remembered of the Shaktis is because of this. Do you have that zeal and enthusiasm? Or are you happy in just having seminars? You have all the means of creating subjects number-wise. Many come into connection and thereby become subjects. But now you have to move further forward than this. In order to put the final type of service into a practical form, you have to make the preparations now. First of all, create a thought and then make plans for it. And then put them into a practical form. Time is needed for that too. But you have to begin now. It is just as if it was in the beginning. You had the enthusiasm of giving the message to those who made you fall. In between, you went into the expansion of creating subjects. However, whatever happened in the beginning has to happen at the end. Just as you make effort to liberate others from the chains of Maya, in the same way, this is also a big chain. Day by day, this chain will take an attractive form and attract you towards itself. Or, by giving you some temporary attainment through their intellect, they trap you in their chains. When will you liberate everyone from all of this? Is the ant that even makes an elephant fall? Praise is always of something of wonder. You relate the knowledge to the ordinary subjects, but that is not a big thing. Even those who corrupt everything do this. Even the false people attract others towards themselves. However, you now have to expose the secrets of those who consider themselves to be Maharathis. Make them bow down. Then it will be said to be a wonder. Does your intellect work towards showing such wonders? Only when you prove the false to be false will there be victory for the truth. Only then will there be the cries of victory. Then you will not need to make so much effort. You need to create plans for this and a method for this and internally have that intoxication of being the incognito investigators. It is our duty to expose their secrets. We are the instruments for this. Only when you have this zeal and enthusiasm within can this task be accomplished. This cannot be done by arranging a program. If you give someone a program to do this and this, they will not be able to do it. They will not have that much power to face anyone. However, there should be the internal force that you have to do this. Only then can it happen in a practical way. By you having the thought, it will then happen practically. At present, everyone's vision is looking out for a wonder. However, without the Shaktis, neither the Pandavas nor anyone else can accomplish this task. The Shaktis have to be the instruments. In the beginning, just like the wandering yogis, you used to go wherever you had the thought of going, and you used to move along with that force, and according to your capacity, you also attain success. So in the same way, you need the wandering yogis for this also. You have become very busy in creating subjects, and your time is spent in sustaining the creation that you have created. Acha Om Shanti.